Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for the 12th episode of Season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
So, Liz, the first Women's Night of 2025 is in the books.
It is in the books. What amazing weather. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better night. And the vibrant feel and energy and everything was so wonderful.
Yes, I loved how all the businesses really embrace Women's Night, and it feels like so many more jumped in and they're promoting it on their own social media. And that's what we really want for events. And then, you know, people just show up for these. These are a way for people to connect and really enjoy time together, whether it's moms and daughters, sisters, friends. And it's even fun to see some guys coming out, too.
It really is. Yeah, it almost seems like the guys will go hang out at, like, the bar or something, and the women shop and have fun. So it's a really cool event.
Yeah, so now we'll look forward to the summer one.
Yeah, we've got four this year, so definitely keep up with the ABA and Discover ADA to find those dates.
Yeah, and the other thing I just want to touch on a little bit is, you know, as we come into spring, one of the things I always appreciate, and we've been having a lot of meetings with other entities in ADA and also some entities outside of ADA about how special this community is. I am reminded daily, like, how fortunate we are to have these small businesses and entrepreneurs who are so invested.
Yeah, and I think that's what creates the energy down here, too. It's these people that are running these businesses are actually helping other businesses, and they're helping us, and this is a true community feel, and I hope you guys feel that too when you come down here.
Yes, the sense of collaboration, and it's all walkable, so come on out, walk around ADA, check it out, and enjoy all these incredible businesses.
All right, we are super excited to introduce Lauren Crandall today. Lauren Crandall is the CEO of Baton Collective, the entity responsible for the new development in ADA Village, bringing Foxtail Coffee to Michigan, growing Michigan Sports Academy, along with many other businesses under their portfolio. Lauren transitioned from Amway to Baton Collective a little over 2 years ago and has really taken on the task of supporting local businesses in our community through these different avenues. All right, we're super excited to have Lauren. All right, Lauren, we're going to start with the hardest question, which is tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me today. Super excited to be with you guys. So Lauren Crandall, born and raised here in West Michigan, went to Caledonia High School, Michigan State University, studied business. When I got out of college, I wanted to get out of Michigan, spread my wings a bit, and do my own thing, and joined an organization, multinational organization called United Technologies, worked for them across the country for about 6 years after college. And then as West Michigan does to many, many people, it draws you back in. And moved back to Grand Rapids in 2013 and started my career actually at Amway Corporation here in ADA. And had a beautiful 10-year career at Amway doing a host of different things for that amazing organization. And, you know, very, very fortunate that just over 2 years ago, had the opportunity to take a new role as CEO of Baton Collective, and have never looked back. It's been a fantastic transition, and we're working on some really, really exciting things.
I love that journey. And you're right. So many people do go away and want to spread their wings and try different things. But Michigan just has that draw where you want to come back and raise a family here. So tell us a little bit more about Baton and Baton's role in ADA.
Yeah, significant role, especially here over the course of the last few years. But, you know, even dating back to the Envision ADA timeframe, you know, over 10 years ago, you know, Baton Collective is ultimately a family office, working directly for a prominent family here in the ADA area that's made significant contributions across the state of Michigan over the past many, many decades. But specifically, the family that that owns Baton Collective is heavily invested in all things ADA. And again, dating all the way back to that Envision ADA timeframe, a distinct desire to be a big part of the redevelopment effort that's taken place here in ADA, specifically in ADA Village, over the course of the last 5 to 8 years. You know, the new commercial development areas, Baton has been a big part of building all those new buildings and obviously identifying all the new office tenants as well as retail tenants to come in and really create this beautiful, thriving community that we all love and know today here in Ada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is amazing, right? Like what Ada was before, and even explain to the people that come down to Ada now that it was once a strip mall, you know, that would block the river, and now what it is today. They can't even imagine the old Ada anymore. Which
yeah,
is crazy.
No, it is. So actually, funny enough, my father worked in and around the Ada area for most of his career. And so as a kid, while I went to Caledonia High School, I spent a ton of time in Ada. So you know, I've probably spent the last 30 years of my life in and around the Ada area. And obviously, you know, as noted, a 10-year career at Amway. And so before all the redevelopment began, I had a front row seat to what it used to look like, and obviously watching even the start of the redevelopment happening, many years ago, and then now being an intimate part of all things going on here in Ada. It's super special.
It really is special, and I really appreciate the intentionality of Baton Collective and the township to focus on the natural rivers and the thought of the trails and taking really maximizing the green spaces, but also this walkable, special mix of businesses that we have here.
Yeah. Yeah, both of those fronts, right? I mean, on the mix side of things, we are crazy intentional about ensuring that we're not just selecting, you know, the next person or the next group or organization or company that's eager to, you know, hand over a rent check for a space in Ada Village in one of our buildings. Instead, really thinking strategically about what does the community want, right? And how do we create a really cohesive mix of food and beverage offerings, retail offerings, office partners, so that it feels different than most communities and that it's something that people actually enjoy coming down and experiencing, whether you're from the Ada community or elsewhere. It's been truly special to be part of actually bringing that to life. And then secondarily, Kim, you noted the trail system and taking advantage of the beautiful landscape that we have here in the Ada area. And that's been a big part of Baton Collective's focus as well. You know, I think a lot of people think about, you know, Baton Collective as the new buildings, right? But there's been a ton of intentionality from the family and specifically the team at Baton to ensure that we're balancing, you know, the commercial side of our focus on the real estate side with ensuring that we're a part of the community effort to maximize green space and our trail system as well. You know, specifically the Connecting Community campaign, Baton Collective was a big part of that in partnership with Ada Township leadership team. I don't know if I can share this today, but I'm going to anyways. we're intending to break ground on the new Ada Cover Bridge Park here midsummer, which is super exciting. The community really wrapped their arms around that capital campaign that's taken place over the last year and a half to raise funds to install what will be an absolutely beautiful park right there in the heart of Ada Village, which is an amazing complement to preserve the natural landscape and green space of the community, but allow it to again complement the commercial activity that's taking place as well.
Well, and going back to like Baton listening to the community too, that park really is listening to the community. The dog park, the play area, the splash pad, all of that is so community driven, which is why Ada is what it is today.
Absolutely.
So Lauren, jumping from Amway and now as a CEO, what have been some of the most challenging parts of now becoming a CEO?
That's a tough question. I would say balance. I would say balance. And I put that in the terms of balancing the responsibility as a CEO. I've learned very quickly in this new capacity is, you know, my responsibility is to think big picture and long term. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're a family office, and, you know, we still operate somewhat as a kind of a small business, but we try to do it kind of with big business resources, right? And so balancing my responsibility to always be thinking about, you know, not necessarily what's on the docket tomorrow, but next year, 5 years from now, even. But because we still operate a bit like a small business, it's necessary for me to still roll my sleeves up and get involved in the day to day. And so to me, it's figuring out how to balance that mix of responsibilities from, you know, tomorrow to 5 years from now. And that's been a learning journey for me here since I joined the team two plus years ago. And, you know, it's all about surrounding yourself with amazing people, whether those be internal, you know, full-time team members or our external partners. And I think we've done that in spades here over the course of the last 18 months or so.
Yeah, and do you want to talk a little bit about how your team has grown?
Exponentially?
Yeah. I mean, it really showcases, though, like, what you're doing as a CEO and what Baton is doing in the community.
Yeah, and I think it also shows the commitment from the family, right?
That too.
The fact that we've actually grown from five team members back in early 2023 to over 20 team members at present. And so, yeah, that showcases to me, obviously, the commitment from the family, that they recognize that there's a need to kind of reorganize and, you know, plug in the right resources to ensure that, you know, the portfolio to date is taken care of, but also to have capacity to think about new, fun, exciting investments for the future as well. And so, yeah, it's been a wild ride. Again, that's all happened in the last 18 months, going from five to, I think, 21 now. But we've pulled in just absolutely amazing talent and, you know, individuals that, yeah, I think share the values of the family, of the organization, and specifically here in Ada, share a passion to continue impacting this community in a really positive way.
It has been really exciting growth. I didn't realize you guys had grown that large. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to Ada and everything that's happening here, the resources that you need to keep up. And what I really heard from there is the balance. And I think that's what we're all trying to find right now with this really quick growth and vibrancy that we know is going to continue. And how do we plan for the future while we still balance our everyday and, you know, do what we need to do to get the work done? So I love the fact that we do see you out and around, Lauren, and you do roll up your sleeves and get in there also. And, you know, I think you do a great job of leading by example. So, you know, really thank you for all that you're doing and Baton's doing in the community. It really just sets this expectation for everyone to do better. And I think that's, again, why we just have this, I feel like there's this hum in Ada where there's just so much excitement. And it's really a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it truly is. And thank you for the kind words, Kim. It's been a blessing to be able to operate in this community the way we do, right? I don't think many cities or townships have the ability to say that they partner and collaborate in such a way that we do here in Ada. You know, both public and private parties and sectors, you know, come together in a really strategic and partnership focused manner. One that, you know, I've never really witnessed happen before, and you know, we should all be very thankful for, you know, the leaders that we have in place across the community, with the common mission of all things Ada and making it the best it can be.
Absolutely.
Which I feel like we hear that a lot.
Yes.
It's very unique that all these entities work so well together with the same mindset for one area. Which, and two, talking about growth, like the ABA has felt that too, you know, just with the growth in the past, what, year, Kim?
Yeah, I actually pulled the numbers, and we've grown 160% in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And again, that just speaks back to what Baton's doing, you know, the township growing, people reinvesting in this community, businesses moving here and reinvesting in West Michigan. And it's truly very exciting. Some days, I will not lie, it's a little overwhelming, but it is really very incredible. And even to see our lunches grow from being out at Roselle Park to here at the library, now over to Amway, we're very, you know, thankful to partner with them. It's all just great stuff.
We're so appreciative, excuse me, of what you do, Kim, at the ABA. It's incredible. We have so many amazing businesses and business owners that are calling Ada home, that have for decades, but also, to your point, a lot of new business owners wanting to call Ada home. And the work that you do to help provide opportunities, chances for connection and communication, best practice sharing, it's truly a best practice for communities that you're doing in service of all of our business owners here. So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Again, working all together, right?
Exactly. All right. So tell us what you love most about being in the heart of Ada.
Oh, geez, I think we've kind of already touched on it, right? But no, I would, if I had to pick one word, I'd say energy.
Yeah.
Right. And that continues to grow. We've all referenced momentum in this conversation thus far, and you know the momentum continues to build in terms of what Ada is and what Ada has to offer to its residents, but also to guests that join from areas around West Michigan, and you can just feel it. It's palatable, right? And it only continues to grow that energy and that momentum that we have down here. We're creating something super special that people want to be part of and take advantage of. And truthfully, I think a lot of that comes from the programming that the ABA and Discover Ada and other organizations, Township DDA, have delivered over the course of the last 5-ish years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the old saying of if you build it, will they come, right? I'm a big believer in like you can build it, but you've got to create the community through events and activity and connection and programming. And you know, I don't know many other communities that are putting on 28 events per year, right? But that's programming, that's activation. And it's truly special. And I do think that's a big part of what's creating the energy that I'm referencing.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. All right, if you were to spend your perfect Saturday in Ada Village, what would it look like?
Well, I do spend a lot of perfect Saturdays in Ada, living four miles down the street. You actually noted that this was going to be a question, and I gave it some thought. If I had to design like morning to evening day or Saturday in Ada, so I think what I would do is I'd wake up with my kiddos. I have twin 7.5-year-olds. I think I'd start by bringing them to Sprinkles, grabbing some donuts in the morning and a cup of coffee, probably from Foxtail or maybe one of our other amazing coffee shops in the area. Probably head home for a little bit, you know, throw the ball or play with the kiddos at home. And then we come back for brunch at Rick's on a Saturday. Enjoy that. And then, you know, this is me assuming that the new Ada Cover Bridge Park is already up. So then we go over to the new Ada Cover Bridge Park. We'd hit the splash pad, the playground, maybe play a little pickleball. At that point, I'm assuming we would have got a dog by
that
point.
I was going to say. We're talking futuristic.
Maybe I love a dog. Head back home and then do a little date night at one of our amazing restaurants, whether it be The Post or Mirth or Luna. And finish it off with a little cup of ice cream from O'Brien's.
There you go. I love it. Sounds perfect.
Yeah, that would be a great day for me too. So much fun. All right. If people want to connect with you, Lauren, what's the best way?
Yeah, I'd say LinkedIn. Our team does a fantastic job really activating our Baton Collective LinkedIn page. So kudos to the team that's responsible for that. Lose. candidly, I need to do a better job really building out my LinkedIn presence. But you know, I do have a presence on there, and if anyone's interested in connecting with me, they can always find me that route.
Perfect. Well, this is awesome. Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
All right, Cam, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right. Number one, Revolve Cycle Studio and Concierge Medicine are collaborating for Pedal in Power on May 2nd, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., an empowering event focusing on movement in medicine at every stage of life. What a cool collaboration.
Yeah, I love all of those ladies, so I think that's going to be a fabulous event.
Most definitely will.
All right. The ABA is collaborating with Ada Township DDA, Forest Hills Business Association, and Cascade Township to bring an expert panel for financial tips for small businesses. It's happening on May 6th. It's in the morning from 7:30 to 9 at Applied Innovation. We do have limited seating, so make sure you register. You can find more information about this on the ABA's website, and we also have a Facebook event for it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Definitely going to join. Yeah. All right, number three, Brody B. Buy one, get one free Fridays. Most Fridays, Brody's collaborates with a local business to offer buy one, get one free drinks. So definitely jump on this and start supporting Brody B's too. It is a nonprofit. It is a great addition to Ada, and this whole free drink thing is wonderful.
Yes. All right. Number four, we want to mention the third annual Ada Cascade Vintage Baseball Game. This is run by Ada Township Parks and Recs. It's been growing every year. It's a ton of fun. They wear old vintage uniforms. It's happening on Saturday, May 10th, 4 p.m. at Ada Park.
That'll be fun. I always love this one. All right, number five, last but not least, Grand Rapids Children's Business Fair, Saturday, May 17th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is a great event. This is young entrepreneurs selling their items to the general public, and they're able to win different prizes based off of their booth, their product. So definitely come out and support these young entrepreneurs.
As you know, I love this event. Being a business association, we love seeing the ideas these kids have and seeing them create business plans and, sell their products. So this is just a gem. If you have time on the 17th, come out and support this event. All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
As always, thanks for listening. I'll try to keep up.